It's only 1,200 acres, but the property snatched up by a consortium of government and private groups is on prime Florida panther habitat along the south shore of the Caloosahatchee River. That's considered the dividing line between the Everglades and Big Cypress, where almost all of the panthers live, and the rest of Florida. Mark Musaeus is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, one of the partners in the project.
It's a critical spot. There's development on either side. So here's one corridor that allows panthers to still be able to naturally move. If they want to cross the river and then expand into the south central part of the state, they can. So this was really an important track for us to be able to provide additional habitat that can be preserved and protected.
The land was slated to be developed, but the owner ran into financial trouble. It was purchased the day before it was to go into foreclosure. The land will be kept in conservation easements, meaning it will be used as a working ranch, but no development will be allowed. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.